Father, we give you the praise. We honor and adore you because you are God. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of knowing you, the privilege of living for you. We ask your blessing today upon this preservation service. And we ask that not one person will live here the same. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. I welcome everyone here this July preservation service in the precious name of Jesus Christ. If there is any time preservation is needed in our personal lives and in our nation, it is a time like this, where we hear of all manner of evil perpetrated by agents of wickedness, their sponsors, and their collaborators. We'll look at that towards the end of this message. But tonight we are looking at the subject preservation through prayer. Preservation through prayer. And our objective is to understand the preservation power of prayer from Scripture, understanding the preservation power of prayer from Scripture. We shall also look at some instances in history where prayer preserved. The force of prayer is one of the most potent and most vital forces in the life and the destiny of the child of God. Among all the very important dividends of prayer, in the life and the destiny of the child of God, is that like faith, prayer is a life wire for the child of God. Is a life wire. That is, the life of a child of God literally hangs on his or her prayer, just like faith. No wonder Paul the Apostle admonished, and he said, to pray without ceasing. To pray without ceasing means to pray like you breathe. Pray like you breathe. Pray like your survival depends on prayer. That was 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 17. Now we are going to look at scriptures and see instances where prayer preserved the lives of people. Number one, prayer preserved the life of King David. Call it the life of King David. Prayer preserved the life of King David, despite hazards, dangers, and battles that he faced. I believe that David faced more hazards and more battles than any other person in the Old Testament. First Samuel chapter 17, verse 34, all the way to verse 37, he gave the account of how the lions and the bears confronted him continually. Despite all, David survived. Goliath came against him. Absalom came against him. Adonijah, the son of Haggith, came against him. The Philistines came against him. The Amalekites came against him. Everything came against him. But in Psalm 55, verse 17 to 19, he shares a secret about his prayer life. Psalm 55, verse 17 to 19, he said, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. And when he has done that, he has delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. I pray at noon, at the evening, and in the morning, and he delivers my soul in peace. In peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many with me. That is, there were many resisting me. God shall hear and afflicting them, even he that abideth of old, Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. This man, despite everything he passed through, gave himself to the life of prayer. And you look at the outcome of David in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and in verse 26 to 28. Despite everything is passed through, thus David the son of Jesse reigned over all Israel. And the time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron. And 30 and 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, honor. And Solomon, his son, reigned in his stead. The lion couldn't kill him. The lion couldn't kill him. The bear couldn't kill him. The Amalekite couldn't kill him. The Philistine couldn't kill him. The Goliath couldn't kill him. The Adonijah couldn't kill him. The Absalom and his conspiracy couldn't kill him. Nothing could kill him until he died in good old age. Because he had a rigid routine of prayer, among other things. You will fulfill your days in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, prayer preserved. The children of Israel in the days of Jehoshaphat, when they were to be destroyed by the army of three nations, prayer preserved. The children of Israel in the days of Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat, when they were to be destroyed by the army of three nations. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 1 to 3, the Bible said, and it came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, they came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea, on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Verse 12, they began to pray, and these were the things they were saying. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Our eyes are upon thee. Go on. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Who is receiving that for yourself? Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook. Revelation coming from supplication. Before the wilderness of Jeruel,
You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Now, jump to verse 22. And in verse 22, now, and when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which were coming against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. Those who come against you, who have come against you, against me, against the body of Christ in Nigeria, against the church, and against this nation, Jehovah shall set them ambushment. Jehovah shall fight your battle, fight our battle, fight this nation's battle. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Number three, prayer. Preserve the life of the Jews in Persia. When Haman had determined their complete elimination, prayer preserved the life of the Jews in Persia. I'm reading this lengthy reading so that at times you can see the extent of the plot, such that you can understand that whatever we see today or hear today is not new. The extent of the plot. Haman had conspired that the whole of the Jews should be wiped out. Like the conspiracy that says that the church should cease to exist in Nigeria, which is a nightmare in the mind of Lucifer the devil. A nightmare, because he can't bring it to pass. Human beings are planning what Satan cannot achieve. Now look at that. In Esther chapter 3 and in verse 6 all the way. Esther chapter 3. And Haman thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai. And Haman sought to destroy all the Jews, just because of one person. Because Mordecai offended Haman. Haman said, I won't destroy only him. Let me destroy his people. He sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus. Even the people of Mordecai. In the first month, that is the month Nisan, in the 12th year of the king Ahasuerus, they cast poor. It was an oracle. It was an oracle to determine the best day to slay the Jews. That is the Lord before Haman, from day to day, from month to month. A divination. To the 12th month, that is the month Adar. And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, after he has successfully done the occultic manipulation, most of the killers and the terroristic people, they deal a lot in a lot of occultic operations. Their timings of movements are occultically determined. Just go on. And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people, neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore, it is not for the king's profit to allow them to exist. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed, wipe them out, genocide, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver. The same way we have heard that some people have been hired from outside this nation to come and execute some satanic agenda here. And I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business of killing, to bring into the king's treasuries. A human being was paying for it. Just like we know that today there are billions being spent to sustain terrorism. Go ahead. And the king took his ring without premeditation, without consideration, because charm was worrying him. He didn't even think that his wife was a member of that tribe. Esther. Go on. And gave it unto him and the son of Hamadeta, the Agagite, the Jews' enemy. Oh, Agagite. We'll talk about that on another day. And the king said unto Haman, the silver is given to you. You don't need to pay the money. I'll pay the money. And the people also, to do with them as it seemed good to you. A king under manipulation. Then were the king's tribes called on the 13th day. Now let me jump to the next verse. and the letters were sent by post into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women. I'm sure we have seen that happen. In one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Eder, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people, that they should be ready against that day. The post went out, being hastened by the king's commandment, and the decree was given in Shushan the palace, and the king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city of Shushan was in dread, perplexed. And when Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and bitter cry. We'll move further. Now, so there was a conclusion, a negotiation, and then it was confirmed that the Jews and the letters had been sent. Like, we hear that there are killer cells all across the country, and they are only waiting for the signal to go out. The same kind of situation we have here in this day of the Jew. And then Mordecai asked Esther to go to the king, and Esther said, "It's not correct for me to go except I am called." And he said, "Don't think you are going to escape. Help will come from the Jews from any other quarter. But who knows that God has kept you in the kingdom for such a time as this?" And in verse 16 of Esther chapter 4, Esther said, "Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." Beloved, if I'm to read the whole of this thing, it will take maybe a week seminar. But long story made short, Esther fasted and went to the king. And when Esther fasted and went to the king, the verdict was overturned. Verdict was overturned. Verdict was overturned. Verdict was overturned. In Ezra chapter 9 and in verse 1 to 2, the story had changed. So changed now. When these things were done, the princes came to me saying, "The people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves." Did I say Ezra? Esther chapter 9 verse 1, sorry. Esther chapter 9. Now in the 12th month, that is the month Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped, somebody said they hoped, in that day they hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary. Hey! I don't know what the devil has planned concerning your life and concerning my life and concerning the body of Christ and concerning the church in Nigeria and concerning this nation. I am here to announce it shall be turned to the contrary. It shall be turned to the contrary. It shall be turned to the contrary. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Take your seat. And he said, "For it was turned to the contrary, because the Jews had rule over them that hated them." The Jews overpowered, gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus to lay hand on such as sought their hurt. And no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all the people. Very, very soon, little communities will overwhelm whole armies of terrorists by the power of the Spirit of the Lord. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If prayer preserved David, King David, please take your seat, and Jehoshaphat and the army of Israel, and the people of Israel in the days of Haman and Mordecai, prayer still works today. It will work for us. It will work for us. It will work for us. Shout the loudest amen. Number 4, prayer preserved the life of Shadrach, Meshach, preserved the lives of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from perishing with the rest of the magicians of Babylon. He preserved them. He preserved them. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He preserved them from perishing with the rest of the magicians of Babylon, because the king Nebuchadnezzar had a nightmare and he forgot the nightmare, and he also needed an interpretation, and he said all the magicians should tell him this nightmare and also tell him the interpretation. And the magician said, no sir, nobody asked his neighbor such a thing. Just tell us the dream, we'll tell you the interpretation. They say, no, I have forgotten the dream. Now I catch you. I thought you say you are powerful. You must tell me what I dreamt and tell me the interpretation. Otherwise, all of you are dead. That death sentence was on Daniel. That death sentence was on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And in Daniel chapter 2 and in verse 14 all the way to verse 19, Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he will give him time and that he will show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, to Mishael, to Azariah, his companions, that they will desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. The secret was revealed and the sentence was averted. The secret was revealed and the sentence was repealed. What was the outcome of this secret? Daniel chapter 2 verse 46 all the way to verse 49. When then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. In other words, this person is not a person. This is a God. Then the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of lords and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou could reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Somebody say aloud, amen. It was from elimination to elevation. Elimination changed to elevation. It was from destruction to distinction. A person that was doomed for destruction became a candidate of distinction. A person that was doomed for elimination became candidates of elevation by the power of supplication. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? I don't know what the enemy has planned for your life. It shall be reversed and turned aside. I don't know what the devil has planned for the church of Jesus in Nigeria. It shall be from elimination to elevation. It shall be planned destruction to concluded distinction. I don't know what the devil has planned for the nation Nigeria. Jehovah shall overturn until it becomes what it is meant to be. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Look at your neighbor, say it shall be from elimination to elevation, from destruction to distinction by the power of God. Say the loudest amen. If you are getting anything here at all, shout the loudest amen. Number 5 example, prayer preserved the life of Daniel in Babylon. When his prayer life was the target of an evil decree, his prayer life, what was to sustain his life? They say he shouldn't do it. Prayer preserved the life of Daniel when his prayer life was the target of an evil decree. The worst thing the devil can do against you is to cause you to avoid doing what is designed to pray, to change your life. Is to cause you to avoid doing what is designed to preserve your life. Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 10, when the decree Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open, in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. When he knew, I want no devil to be able to claim ignorance. Nobody should be able to claim the ignorance of the fact that I'm praying. And he prayed. The same thing that will save my life. You say I shouldn't do it. To hell with you. To hell with your position. To hell with everything. Am I communicating at all? To hell. Any job that will not let you practice your faith, resign the job. Any job that will not make you be who you are meant to be for God, resign the job. Any job that will make you not to speak for God and stand for God, resign that job. I've started people in authority before. I've counseled one or two. Instead of wasting your life, why don't you resign? Not compulsory. What is position compared to destination? And Daniel went ahead and prayed. If you want to, whatever you want to do to me, do. And then in verse 20, the king came in the morning with a lamentable voice. When the king came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice, "Oh Daniel!" And the king spake and said to Daniel, "Oh Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions?" Then said Daniel unto the king, "O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him, innocency was found in me. And also before you, O king, have I done no hurt." Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. And the king commanded, "Ola, ola." And they brought the men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions. Them, their children, their wives. And the lions had the mastery over them. And break all their bones in pieces even before they came to the bottom of the den. Lion has been hungry since yesterday. Because they gave lion food that could not be eaten. They gave lion Daniel, and Daniel was a lion. Lion don't eat lions. Hey! Ay, 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 ay. Lion don't eat lions. So the lions were hungry. They were fasting since yesterday. You know the way some of our brethren used to do when they are breaking their fast. Madam, bring breakfast, bring lunch, bring dinner, all together, arrange them. So they start demolishing it from the morning food they miss, so that they can pursue, overtake, and without fail, recover all the food that they had missed. Lion overpowered them, broke their bones in the air. They did acrobatic with those people. Broke them in the air, swallowed them in the air before the people reached the bottom of the den, and Daniel prospered. Do you know the meaning of that to you? Every plot of the enemy, those who plot evil and plotted your elimination, exactly what they planned for you shall be their portion. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Your enemies shall take your place in death. Those who want you dead shall take your place in that death. Those who want this nation to perish, they shall perish in the place of this nation. Both those who send them and those who are sponsoring them, they shall perish in the ground of this nation. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That is the power of prayer to preserve. Number six.
And after that, I have one more. Prayer preserved the life of Peter when the enemy determined that it was his turn to die. You know, they tell some people in the family, oh, there is a spirit of death in this family. So and so person has died. So and so person has died. It's now your turn. Somebody say, God forbid. When the enemy determined that it was the turn of Peter to die. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 12 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 10. You read that now, about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of the unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth for public elimination before the people. But Peter therefore was kept in prison and something changed. But prayer was made. When James was kept in prison, we never heard anything like this, like anybody prayed any prayer. But when they saw James died like that, no more. But prayer was made without season of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him, the time Herod was planning to bring him, the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. And the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him. And the light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up quickly, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, guard thyself and bind on thy sandals. And he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came in unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. They killed James, and they thought they could kill Peter, but Peter is not James. And there are many things we can see from there. In the time of James, nobody prayed. In the time of Peter, people prayed. When Stephen was stoned, he was just left like that. When Paul was stoned, they stood around him. And they said, this cannot die. Stephen just died like that. James just died like that. Peter couldn't die like that. Paul couldn't die like that. Am I communicating? That is the power of prayer. I announce to someone here today, any list they have put your name and they say you are the next to go, or put the name of anybody connected or related or associated with this mission, with this commission and ministry, I declare that list is cancelled. I declare that list is cancelled by the ministry of the angels. Your preservation is confirmed. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. Look at your number and say, it's not your turn to go, to leave the earth. It's the turn of the devil and his agents. And finally, please take your seat. Example number 7. Prayer was the major factor that kept Paul the apostle alive. Despite hazards, dangers and confrontations. Paul experienced a lot of hazards, dangers, confrontations. In before we go there, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22, all the way to verse 29, Paul the apostle began to tell us the kind of things he passed through. He said, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant. In stripes more above measure. In prisons very frequent. More frequent. In death. That's, I came face to face with death often. Of the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes. Except for one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep.
in journeys often, in dangers of waters, dangers of robbers, dangers by my own countrymen, dangers by the heathen, dangers in the city, in danger in the wilderness, dangers in the sea, in perils among false brethren. Weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger, in thirst, in fastings often, in cold, in nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. This guy should have been gone longest time. Either gone by depression, gone by anxiety neurosis, gone by something, he would have gone long ago. Frequent confrontations, frequent challenges would put his life under pressure, blood pressure would be high. But that was not Paul the Apostle. He lived to be called Paul the Aged. In Jude, in Philemon verse 9, became Paul the Aged. And this I pray. No. Philemon verse 9. Paul the Aged. Philemon verse 9. Yet for love's sake, I rather beseech thee, being such a one as Paul the Aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. When you are saying somebody is aged, in our place, you don't call 70 even an old man. You can call 80 is an old man, elderly man. When you are saying aged man, you are talking from 90 and above. Aged, dealt with him. Paul the Aged. The stripes couldn't kill him. The sea couldn't kill him. Why? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. Among other things, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray like you breathe. Pray like you breathe. Pray like you breathe. Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. How do you pray always? Everything becomes prayer. Prayer becomes everything. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 18. I pray in tongues more than you all. I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than you all. For that purpose, Paul the Apostle came to the point where it was when he agreed to go that he went. He in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6, he said, I am now ready. I am now ready to be offered. I am now ready to die. Underline that word now. Before now, I wasn't ready. I am now ready to be offered. And the time of my departure is at hand. I can see it. You will not be cut short before your time. No devil will push you out of this world without your permission. That amen is too paralyzed. Sudden death will never be our portion. Sudden death will never be our portion. Untimely exit from this world will never be our portion. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest believers amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I shall fulfill my days. Sudden death can never be my portion. It's never the portion of our nation. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Take your seat. How does prayer preserve? From all that we read, number one, by securing the release of divine judgment on the adversary. When you begin to pray, you activate the forces of judgment on the adversary. In the book of Psalm 55 verse 17 to 19, we saw how David talked about after as he prayed, then in verse 18, God began to deal. He has delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. And in verse 19, God afflicted them by activating, how do we put it? By securing divine judgment on the adversary. The release of divine judgment on the adversary. Your prayer makes God to fight. Number two, by securing divine strategy on dealing with the adversary. When we pray, strategies are delivered on what to do with the forces that want you dead. As the people of God began to pray, Jehoshaphat began to pray, God began to deliver strategy in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 14 all the way to verse 16. He began to deliver strategy. The Spirit of God came upon this guy called Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, and he began to give them strategy. You are going to see them and so place. You don't need to fight. God will do this. Let's set people to worship and to praise God. And then there was ambushment by securing divine strategy on dealing with the adversary. Number three, by activating divine ambush for the enemy's self-destruction. By activating divine ambush for the enemy's self-destruction. That came from praise. But as we pray, God will give us strategy. And as we employ the strategy, for example, praise strategy, the enemy, God will step into the battle and make the enemy to finish themselves. Managalaga yaga daga yada da da da. Mashtaka. 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 and 23. We saw how the enemy fought and finished themselves. I prophesy to someone here today. Every force of death looking for you, looking for me, looking for this nation, they shall experience the judgment of God in this season in the name of Jesus. Every strategy needed to uncover the plans and plots of the enemy shall be released in this season in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. And I prophesy right now, the enemies that have come against you and against me and against the church of Jesus and against this church and against our nation Nigeria, in this season they shall finish themselves. They shall finish themselves. Jehovah shall ambush them and they shall finish themselves. Shall the Lord say amen. Number four, by the divine reversals of enemy decrees and verdicts. The divine reversals of enemy decrees and verdicts. In Esther chapter 9 verse 1, we saw how the decree of the king got reversed and the people in the days of Esther got their freedom by the divine reversals of enemy decrees and verdict. Every decree against your life and against my life and against my family and your destiny in this season, they shall be reversed. Number five, by the divine backfire. Somebody say backfire. Backfire of enemy plots, plans, and devices. It just backfires. It just backfires. Whenever we pray, whenever we make demands on God, what the devil plans for us backfires. In Esther chapter 7 verse 9 to 10, the gallows that Haman prepared for Mordecai, Haman inherited it, because he that diggeth a pit shall fall therein. Proverbs chapter 26 and in verse 27, he that diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth stones, it shall return on him. I announce to someone here, every pit they have dug for anyone here, and they have dug for our lives and destinies, the diggers thereof shall step inside. Those who dug our graves shall enter those graves. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are shouting amen, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That was number five. Number five. Number six, by the release of revelation unto preservation. Revelation unto preservation means the unveiling of mysteries. Maybe there's a mystery behind sudden death or premature death, and then all of a sudden God exposes it in a revelation, exposes it in his word, by the unveiling, by the release of revelation unto preservation, or what you call unveiling mysteries that arrest destruction. Mysteries. He unveils it, unveils them. That was what happened to Daniel in Daniel chapter 2 and in verse 18 to 19. Then was the mystery revealed. Then was the mystery revealed. The desired message of the God of heaven concerning the secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon, verse 19. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel. It was unveiled. Whatever is a mystery behind the situation of our nation, that is the reason why things are happening as they are happening. Whatever is a mystery behind the negative situations in your family in this season, I prophesy they shall be revealed. They shall be unveiled in the name of Jesus. Number seven, by the deployment of the ministry of preservation angels. Prayer releases the ministry of angels that preserve. We saw Daniel was rescued by the angel. Daniel chapter 6 verse 20 to 24. He said, my God sent his angel. Peter was rescued by the angel in Acts chapter 12 and in verse 7. The angel of the Lord stepped into the prison. Death was hanging. The angel stepped in and brought Peter out of death. Paul the apostle, in the midst of a terrible storm, in Acts chapter 27, verse 22 to 25, he said, the angel of the Lord stood by me this night. I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the sheep. For there stood by me this night, the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve. And that angel said to me, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given you all of them that sail with you. The angel stood and the death was averted. I announce to someone here tonight, you shall begin to experience more of the ministry of angels. The church in Nigeria shall begin to see more of the ministry of angels. This church shall see more of the ministry of angels. Our nation shall experience more of the ministry of angels. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Somebody received something tonight. How do we pray for preservation? Finally, number one, pray revelationally. 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 Let scripture, let word fuel your prayer. In Psalm 18 verse 3 to 14, very exciting scripture, Psalm 18 verse 3 to 14, I will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the flaws of ungodly men made me afraid by their terroristic agenda. The sorrows of hell compassed me. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. I cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook, that is, he began to react, and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was angry. He was angry that somebody was threatening my life. Then went up a smoke out of his nostrils. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Hey! And a fire went out of his mouth and devoured. Anybody looking for the death and destruction of this nation, the fire shall roast them in this season. Looking for the death and destruction of your life and my life, the fire shall roast them in this season. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire went out of his mouth, devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down. Why? They threatened me. My life was surrounded with death, sorrow, and he came down. Darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub. Yeah, he flew. That is, an angel carried him. Yeah, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. That shall be the portion of this country. Yea, he sent out his arrows, arrows of disaster, destruction, death, and scattered them. He shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Move to verse 16, all the way to verse 19. He sent from above. He took me so that that death couldn't carry me. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but my Lord was my stay. This shall be your story. Can somebody say louder, amen? I see Jehovah responding from heaven to you, responding from heaven to me, responding from heaven to our nation. You see that happen, shout the loudest amen. Let me give you another scripture. Psalm 25 and in verse 4. Okay, Psalm 23 verse 4. Psalm 23 and in verse 4. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Isaiah 25 and in verse 4. Isaiah 25 and in verse 4. He said, this is very important. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy. We read this in Area 1 in those days, when the enemy was messing up here and there in all manner of suicide bombings. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat. When the bomb blast of the terrorist ones is as a storm against the wall. He will shield me. He will cover me. When there is a blast and there is a death. He will shield me. He will cover me. When there is a blast. When there is the heat. What do you call the things that fly? Shrapnels. 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 Projectiles. All the things that come out of it. When all of them are flying, the blast of the terrible ones, I replace the word terrible with terrorist ones. And I replace that blast with bomb blast. When the bomb blast of the terrorist ones is flying, you are my strength. You are my refuge. You are my shadow. You cover me. I can't be a victim of it. Anyone who wants to die will die, but you will not die with them. If they are called suicide bombers, means they want to die. They shall die alone. Their bombs shall blast and only them died. Lift up your hands. So you arm yourself with scriptures like that and others, because you might not have the time to go through all of them. And then you go at the place of prayer, revelation. And number two, pray faithfully. I was looking for the right word to use. Is it convincingly? Faithfully. I'm sure you understand what I mean. Don't pray doubtingly. Pray faithfully. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32 to verse 34, he said, for time will fail me, and what shall I more say? The time will fail me to tell you of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah. David also, and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms. They wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of the fire. True faith. True faith. Escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. They waxed valiant in fight and turned to flight the armies of the aliens. You pray faithfully, convincingly. Number three, you pray passionately. Let the prayer carry fire. Passionately. You don't move about and behave lackadaisically when your destiny is being determined. Passionately. James chapter 5, verse 16, and in verse 17. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer, that is passionate prayer of a righteous man, makes tremendous power available. Elijah was a man of subject to life passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly or passionately, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Pray passionately. Number four, pray desperately. That is like your life depends on it. That was the kind of prayer in Genesis chapter 32 and in verse 24 to 28. That was the kind of prayer that Jacob prayed. Desperately. Can't die like chicken. My destiny cannot be wasted. No devil can take me by surprise. You pray desperately. For from the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of God suffer violence, and the violence, take it by force. And number five, pray righteously. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Genesis, in Proverbs chapter 28 and in verse 1. Elias was a man subject to like passions as he prayed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. I see something happening today in the precious name of Jesus. Anybody believes that something is about to happen to you, say aloud, amen. You believe that something is about to happen to you, shout the loudest, amen. You believe that something is about to happen to you, shout the loudest, amen. We have seen prayer victories in time past in history. And I'll read out some of them to you. We have seen days of prayer and fasting declared in America, for example, that caused several drastic results. There's a long history in American colonies declared days of prayer and fasting. Indian attacks and threats from other nations. Edward Winslow's record of the Pilgrim's experiences was reprinted in Alexander Young's Chronicles of the Pilgrims, Boston, 1841. First of all, on the list is the French threatened invasion of American colony in 1746. A notable day of prayer was in 1746, when the French Admiral de Naville sailed for New England, commanding the most powerful fleet of the time, 70 ships with 13,000 troops. He intended to recapture Louisburg, Nova Scotia, and destroy from Boston to New York all the way to Georgia, Massachusetts. Governor William Shelley declared a day of prayer and fasting, October 16, 1746, to pray for deliverance. And that deliverance happened. In Boston's Old South Meeting House, Reverend Thomas Priest prayed and said, "Send the tempest, Lord." He's praying now for God to intervene against the French that were coming with that brutal admiral of the Navy, coming to rout the whole land with 14,000 men as at 1746. He says, "Send your tempest, Lord, upon the waters. Scatter the ships of our tormentors." That was a prayer of a brutal reverend. "Send your tempest, Lord, upon the waters. Scatter the ships of our tormentors." Historian Catherine Drinkham Bowell related that as he finished praying, the sky darkened. Wind shrieked and church bells rang. A wind, uneven sound, though no man was in the steeple. The result is a hurricane subsequently sank and scattered the entire French fleet. With 4,000 sick and 2,000 dead, including the Admiral de Naville, French Vice Admiral d'Estonil threw himself on his sword. When they saw what was happening, he committed suicide. In answer to prayer, on July 23, 1813, Madison issued another day of prayer when the British marched on Washington, D.C. Citizens evacuated along with President and Dolly Madison. The British burned the White House, Capitol, and public buildings on August 25, 1814. The result, suddenly dark clouds rolled in and a tornado touched down, sending debris flying, blowing off roofs and knocking down chimneys on British troops. Two cannons were lifted off the ground and dropped yards away, a British historian wrote. More British soldiers were killed by this stroke of nature than from all the firearms the American troops had mustered. Is anybody hearing anything? Am I too fast in what I'm reading? British forces then fled and rains extinguished the fires. Rain. The people prayed and God answered. A third example, the prayer against the blockade of the colony of Boston by the British on May 24, 1774, Thomas Jefferson drafted a resolution for a day of fasting, humiliation and prayer to be, these are presidents declaring prayer, to be observed as the British blockaded Boston's harbor. Robert Carter Nicholas, treasurer, introduced the resolution in the Virginia House of Burgesses and with the support of Patrick Henry. Richard Henry Lee and George Mason, it passed unanimously. George Washington wrote in early diary in June 1, 1774. I can go on and on and on and on and on. But we see the results of prayer. Abraham Lincoln declared prayer and fasting 3 times during the American Civil War. And the results were very, very drastic. During World War I, President Wilson proclaimed March 11, 1918 as a day of national prayer and fasting. World War I. During World War II, Franklin D. Roosevelt prayed during the D-Day invasion of Normandy, June 4, 1944. Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Help us, Almighty God, to rededicate ourselves to renew faith in thee in this hour of great sacrifice. When World War II ended, President Truman declared a day of prayer, August 16, 1945. The warlords of Japan have surrendered unconditionally. This is the end of the schemes of dictators to enslave the peoples of the world. Our global victory has come with the help of God. Let us dedicate ourselves to follow his ways at the end of World War II. In April 1970, President Richard Nixon had the nation observe a day of prayer for the Apollo 13 astronauts. National prayer declared by President George W. Bush after September 11. And all these prayers produced diverse answers to result. In the days of John Wesley, there was another invasion that was coming to England. And the king of the days of John Wesley proclaimed a 24-hour prayer. And suddenly, God intervened. And the troop was turned back to where they came from. And victory was won. If God answered in days past, he will answer us today. Stand up on your feet. He will answer us today. He will answer us today. And he is answering us today. He is answering our nation. And he is answering. And I'm sure that Americans are listening to what we are just reading out. It is all there in your history books to read. And it is too late for you to forget the God of your fathers who delivered you in time past. Right now, we are going to pray. And we are going to trust the Lord to preserve our lives and preserve our nation and preserve our destinies. In prayer, lift up your hands and lift up your voice and let's begin to appreciate him. Go on ahead and let's appreciate him. Jaka paparato lekete ko parata ikaya ya 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 e patoko kekete ko koko la pa rata kuza pepo sendia e koko koto koko pepo la koto koto ko bragadas e lito re de ze de previa e le koto ko prena pepo koto e le toko prete toto prene toto e le koto ko prala pa sendia jige bala koto ko prena koto. In the name of Jesus, we have given thanks. Isaiah 68, verse 1 and 30. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. 30. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself. With pieces of silver, scatter down the people that delight in war. Lift up your voice and pray with me. Say, Father, we ask that you arise in Nigeria and let your enemies be scattered. Let the enemies of my life, my family, my destiny, your church, dynamics, and our nation, Nigeria, be scattered in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, we ask that you arise in Nigeria and let your enemies be scattered. Let the enemies of my life, my family, my destiny, your church, dynamics, and our nation, Nigeria, be scattered in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and rakotoko peke meto. Let the enemies of our nation be scattered
Scatter them. Let them scatter. Arise. Scatter the enemies of my destiny, of your church, of our nation. Scatter them, O Lord. Arise. Scatter the enemies of our nation, my destiny, your church, dunamis. Scatter them. Scatter them that delight in war. Scatter them. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 22 and 23. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 22 and 23. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Maaseir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Maaseir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. Amen. Amen. Now pray after me. Say, Father,
we ask
that the sword and weapons of the enemy of our land, our lives, and the church be turned against each other in this season, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we ask that the sword and weapons of the enemy of our land, our lives, and the church be turned against each other in this season, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 37. Who is it that saith, and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not? Job chapter 5 and verse 12. He disappointed the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Lift up your voice and say, Father, we ask for the reversal of every verdict and decree of destruction against my life, against my family, against my destiny, against the church, against dunamis, against our nation, Nigeria, in this season. Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, we ask for the reversal of every verdict and decree of destruction against my life, against my family, against my destiny, against the church, against dunamis, against our nation, Nigeria, in this season. Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Shaya la ba la ba la ga la ga la, raya la ba da la ba da la ba da la.
Psalm 34:7, the angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivered them. Lift up your voices and say, Father,
I ask
for the deployment
of the ministry
of angels
of preservation
and deliverance
in this city,
around my life,
around my family,
around my destiny,
around your church around Dunamis and our nation, Nigeria. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, I ask for the deployment of the ministry of angels of preservation and deliverance in this season around my life, my family, my destiny, your church, Dunamis, and our nation, Nigeria. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and make us pray.
Ezekiel chapter 32, verse 24. There is Elam and all her multitude round about her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, which were gone down uncircumcised into the nether parts of the earth, which caused their terror in the land of the living. Yet have they borne their shame with them that go down to the pit. Lift up your voice and say after me, say, Father, we ask that the earth of this nation, Nigeria, will be the burial ground of every terrorist, of every bandit, of every kidnapper, of every killer, the sponsors, informants, and facilitators in Nigeria. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we ask that the earth of this nation, Nigeria, will be the burial ground of every terrorist, of every bandit, of every kidnapper, of every killer, the sponsors, informants, and facilitators in Nigeria. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Rabbit of the
In the name of Jesus Christ. Daniel chapter 2, verse 17 to 19, we'll read together. One, two, go. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah and his companies, that they would desire the message of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Lift up your voice and say, Father, we ask for access to every mystery or revelation that will facilitate deliverance and preservation for my life, for my family, for my destiny, for the church, for dynamis, for our nation, Nigeria, in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask for access to every mystery or revelation that will facilitate deliverance and preservation for my life, for my family, for my destiny, for the church, for dynamis, and our nation, Nigeria, in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray.
Precious name. If you are saying amen, say aloud amen. Daniel was asking for mercy, which means mercy is critical for preservation. The mercy that brought Israel out of Egypt in Psalm 136 from verse 1 all the way to the end, verse 24, was the mercy that destroyed their enemies. So let's apply for mercy. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I subscribe
to your mercy
for my life,
for my family,
for my destiny,
for the church,
for Dynamis Church,
for Nigeria,
our nation.
Father,
mercy
for preservation.
Mercy
for preservation.
I receive,
we receive
now.
Open your mouth and pray.
precious name. The Lord answer our prayers in Jesus' name. One more prayer and then we'll take the communion. Please, I don't want any of us to lose heart in the situation of our land. Because for as long as there is a man to pray, there will be a God to answer. If man can pray, God will answer. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The situation has gone to the point where only God will help now. Right? Where terrorists audaciously comes into the Federal Capital Territory, the seat of power, and operate unchallenged. Came in neatly and departed neatly. Right? Then you know that water has passed under the bridge too much. When I heard today that even the convoy of number one, the advance party, was attacked by bandits. Yesterday. So all these things is happening under 24 hours of each other. It's as if thief went to White House to rob. Or the presidential castle in Ghana to steal, to fight. Or Buckingham Palace. That is the level to which those responsible have left this country to degenerate to. That's the level. And if you poo-poo in the water that you bath in, and it's your drinking water, it erupts on your body. When the wood insect gathers wood in the forest, when he passes it, by the time he finishes, he doesn't put it on another person's head. He carries it on his own head. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? The snake in Genesis became dragon in Revelation. What you don't tame will tamper with you. Tamper with you. To tamper with you. So today we are going to pray. One woman asked the king, I believe it was he having to do this. Say, help, O king. He said, where can I help you from? So when the king is almost helpless, what happened to the ordinary citizen? There are dreams that must not be dreamt. That is attack number one. It's a dream that mustn't be dreamt. But it's become a dreamable dream. Because of situations that could be controlled, that has been allowed to go. Bible says in those days there was no king in Israel. So every man did what was right in his eyes. People can do what they want to do only where there is no king. Anything goes only where there is no leadership. But we're going to pray. Anything or anybody who brought us to this level, Lord, answer. Anybody, any group of people that brought us to this level, Jehovah, answer. We can't continue like this. Answer by fire. Those who ignited the fire, let the fire consume them and consume their generation. Those who imported killers into this country, let them begin with them. So that the citizens can be free. We read that passage the other day. I'll read it again. Ezra chapter 7 verse 26. Ezra 7:26. And when we read it, we are going to bring the same prayer point back that we prayed last time. He said, and whosoever will not do the law of your God, and who will not do the law of the King of Kings, let judgment be executed speedily upon him. Whether it be death, or banishment, or confiscation of goods, or imprisonment. Anybody who need to die, let them die. Anybody who need to go on exile, let them go. Anybody whose properties need to be recovered, let it be recovered. Anybody who need to go to prison, let them go. But let this land be free. Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
we ask today
that whoever
will not do
your purpose
and your will
in our land
of Nigeria,
let your judgment
answer
speedily.
Let your judgment
answer
speedily.
Those
who need to die,
let them die.
Those who need to
go on exile,
let them go on exile.
Those whose properties
need to be collected,
let them be collected.
And those who need to
go to prison,
let them go to the prison.
And let this land
be free, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
Pray.
That whosoever will not do your purpose and your will in our land,
let your judgment answer speedily.
Let your judgment answer speedily.
Those who need to die, let them die.
Those who need to go on exile, let them go on exile.
Those whose properties need to be collected,
let them be collected.
And those who
need to go to prison,
let them go to the prison, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' precious name,
the Lord has answered us.
Hold the hand of somebody, just two, and lift it up. And I want the screen to show everywhere that we are having this agreement. Because there is power in agreement.
He said, two of us shall agree as touching a thing, and it shall be established.
Hold the hands together. Lift it up.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 11.
He said, because sentence against an evil work is not speedily executed, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Because what should happen to them do not happen, they continue their evil. Let it happen speedily.
Lift your hands and say, Father, we are agreeing.
We agree together
that the sentence of evil workers in Nigeria,
agents of evil,
sponsors of evil,
facilitators of evil,
Father,
we demand
that their sentence
and their judgment
will answer
speedily,
beginning from now.
Let it answer
now.
Open your mouth and pray.
Here's the agreement on the screen.
Let them answer. Let it answer speedily.
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 Let the judgment of the wicked
begin to answer speedily.
The judgment of the wicked
answer speedily.
The judgment of the wicked
answer speedily.
The judgment of dealers,
of bandits,
of terrorists,
of their sponsors
in Nigeria.
Answer speedily.
Answer speedily.
Answer speedily.
Answer speedily.
In Jesus' precious name.
Lift your hands and give him the praises, Lord.
I realized that there are many other nations connected in Ghana, in Cameroon, in Benin Republic, everywhere we are around the world. Every sentence or judgment that need to answer in your nation, for things to be right, I declare it is done. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands high up. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Right now, we are going to do these two things very fast so we can close on time. Lift your hands high. If you are here tonight, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Quickly come forward here and let me pray for you. You are saying, Pastor, now, the Bible said if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. It is the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man, not the prayer of everybody. Make your ways right with Jesus. Be born again. Be free. That's right. Come forward. I give you the count of seven and you rush forward. While they are coming, let's take communion positions very, very fast. One.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Keep coming. One. Two. I'll give you the count of seven. See.
For you,
every breath that I take,
every moment I'm away.
Thank you, Master. You need your sins forgiven. You want a bondage to be broken, an addiction broken, a negative lifestyle broken. Also, step forward and let us receive you. Thank you, Master. Place your hand on your chest. Those of you in the front there and say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. And the grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it God. In Jesus' name. Amen.